Hey everybody, welcome to Rob Evans 365. It's day number 2082 from morning walk. I have just had my strength workout. Really good. Really enjoyed it. I'm really enjoying just doing my workouts in my own studio as opposed to going to a commercial gym. It's just so much nicer. And I've just fueled myself and thought, I've just uploaded a podcast. Go check it out, the Mental Toughness and Body Show. It is episode 1217, where I talk to a sexologist all about ways to enhance your sexual health and the importance of doing that. And I thought, all right, I'm going to get out and go for a walk. Tuesdays is one of those days where I am in the office a fair bit, head down, getting stuff done, and I can get to the end of the day and it's like, oh man, I haven't got up my steps. So I thought, all right, let's get out and do it right now. So I'm calling today's episode Funky Town, because things are just feeling a little weird and a little funky at the moment, and making me realize just how much people are going through right now for various reasons. I'm gonna share what I'm experiencing in my world, and perhaps it might explain why you're feeling the way that you are, and just knowing that you're not alone and that other people are going through things as well. Maybe we'll talk about some ways to deal with what's going on as well. So I have two clients in hospital at the moment, serious illnesses, and it greatly concerns me. I mean, my clients are really part of my family, my fitness family. I just care so much for what people are going through. And one of the reasons I changed my whole profession from what I was doing working in corporate to do what I do now is because I want to have a greater impact on humanity and people and help them live like long, strong, healthy, sustainable lives and be happier as a result of that. And so when I've got clients that are really suffering, I mean, we're talking one's life-threatening, the other one is physically debilitating. Like that deeply impacts me. But there's only so much that I can do apart from, you know, be there, stay connected, and you know, offer to visit and all that kind of stuff to try and, you know, just so that people know that they're not alone. And then I've also got a couple of clients that are really suffering with their mental health right now. And look, to be honest, sometimes the best thing is to keep into that routine of your exercise and so forth. And you know, some of these people are people I haven't seen for quite some time now, and you just know that if only you got back into a good routine with your training, then it's almost like your head's just above water, right, and the water's rising and there's a ladder there, and it's like, okay, just take a step up, one rung, you know, do this one thing and you'll feel like your head's a little bit higher, and then you just keep progressing, and one thing leads to another, and before you know it, you're standing above the water just looking at it, because you've made that much progress. Now, it doesn't happen overnight, but it's these things that are proven scientifically to help you feel better. But when you're so deep within stuff, you can't necessarily see that. And, you know, that it's hard for me to stand back and watch that, because I know what that can lead to in the, you know, the long term. And like the solution is just there, but it's like the old saying, you can lead a horse to water if somebody doesn't want help, doesn't want to talk, doesn't want to take those steps to get to that better place. There's only so much that you can do, particularly when it's a client type relationship. Only so much that I can do, but I just feel it because I care. I just care so much, and there's just a number of things going on like that right now. And I have another person I've been connected with for a long, long time. I might have spoken about this in the last few days. I'm catching up with them this week, and know that they're going through stuff too that is really deeply impacting their mental health. And I often talk about this, this next global pandemic that we are kind of feeling now, and it's only going to get worse, is mental health. It's our mind controls everything that we do, whether we do everything or whether we do nothing. That's all determined by what's going on with the conversations in our head. So we need to learn how to organize our thoughts in a way that enable us to keep on moving forward. And it's just, I'm kind of like, it's not me, you know, as in like, it's not my stuff, but I carry this sometimes because of just, what I feel, and I'm constantly thinking about, so what can I do? You know, what can I do? So one of my clients I invited, he's in hospital, and I invited his wife and children and young kids around on the weekend, just so that I could help assist, because they have no family here in Australia, and just so I could assist her in taking, I suppose, unburdening her mind as well, for just having conversations about stuff, and also just easing the pressure, so she didn't have 100% focus on these two little kids that just require a lot of energy to keep on going. And sometimes it's just something small like that can make a difference to someone. And so I'm always thinking about, what can I do? What more can I do? And some people want help and will say, yes, that'd be great. And other people aren't ready for that. So, that's why I think things just feel a little bit funky. And then, I tend not to watch the local news so much, and there was an incident here in Sydney where six people were killed by a crazed person with a knife running through a shopping centre, and injured 11 other people and stuff, a guy that was mentally unstable, and just horrible events. And I only saw it on Sunday. I heard about it on the radio on Sunday, and I saw some of the images of this guy running through the shopping centre with a knife and everything. And in the end, if you haven't heard, in the end, a policeman ran into the centre and ended up shooting this guy, who I believe then passed away. And there's just so much to unravel in all of that as well. I mean, there's the the seriousness of mental health. There is, like, how did it happen? Why did it happen? What was going through this guy's head? Was it preventable? All the family that have suffered and lost people, and the trauma of all those that are watching it, and all that kind of stuff. It's really, really not nice at all. I just feel for everybody. Some people in my community knew one of the people that passed away, and it's like, oh golly, so young. And I mean there just aren't any words for things that happen like that. And then what's the date today? Today's the 16th, so in another 12 days, my daughter, it's 12 months since she passed away as well. And I don't know, there's just a lot that it seems a little heavy at the moment, and feels yucky. And you know, when I've got other people around me that are experiencing this event in Sydney, I think that really impacted me yesterday. I was, well, like, I saw some of the things, and it just got me reflecting about, you know, what people are just experiencing at the moment. And it's just, sometimes you just don't realise that there's a lot that people are going through that they don't talk about. And well, on this podcast, I did the interview yesterday. I posted it today, the one with the sexologist, and we were talking about, like, she specialises in like erectile dysfunction and that kind of stuff. And we got talking about why, you know, men don't talk about what's going on for them in terms of their sexuality and so forth, and just the impact that then has on their mental health, and then has on the relationships. Like, it destroys lives. And we just, but like, particularly men, need to have more conversations. Like, all those people that I just spoke about, apart from one, they're all men. All men. And it's like, if only us stupid male brains would have more conversations, then perhaps these things that are going on wouldn't be going on. And, well some of them aren't preventable. You know, illnesses when you're in hospital and so forth. I'm not going to give you the details of what's going on for this person, but like our mental health is just so important. So I'm going to talk a little bit about like, now how I take all that and don't allow it to completely weigh me down, so I then become immobilized as well. And this is the challenge when I talk to people, and doctors, and would they be psychiatrists, psychologists, how they take, well, also paramedics, doctors, emergency, like trauma people, police, etc. How do you take what it is that you see every day, and enable to compartmentalize that in a way that doesn't immobilize you and stop you from living your best life? Because we expect the emergency services to come when there's a problem. And there's only so much training. So it's a garbage truck. There's only so much training you can do to say, well, if this happens, then this is what you do. Just hang on a sec while this truck goes past. Now another truck is coming. All right, now I think we're good. And it's not until you actually experience something like this that you're going to have those types of feelings. And then you're kind of left to pick up the pieces. As some of these reality TV shows. We just had one here that just finished up in the last couple of weeks, called Married at First Sight. It's, if you've never heard of it, it's essentially where they take complete strangers and they put them together. They say married, but they're not legally married, even though they have a wedding and all that. Here in Australia, you can't be legally married because you need to be, I think it's 28 days or 30 days, you need to have known the person before you can legally get married. So they make it out to look like a wedding, but they're actually not legally married. It's like more of a commitment ceremony, but they don't call it that because that wouldn't get as many views. And they then go, they essentially live together, I think, for about 12 weeks. And then at the end, they have the option to say, are we going to continue this on the outside? Or they go their separate ways. And along the way, people drop off because of various things that happen and they don't continue in the show, etc. But because of the way social media and everything is these days, a lot of these people that go on there to, say, genuinely find a relationship, a bunch of them go on there to boost their profile, hopefully, play up and create a scene and maybe be picked up by the media and stuff and, you know, take a career somewhere else as a result of being on the show, and it's got absolutely nothing to do with the relationship. Like, they've never got any intention of being in a relationship. They're just going on there to create a ruckus and get notoriety and be on the show. But because of the way people are on the show, they can get a lot of hate once the show starts to air. And then because of the social media, a lot of people post videos and all that kind of stuff about the people that are on the show. And what happens is people aren't prepared for that. If you're just somebody that doesn't really have a social media presence, or maybe you have a little bit, then you go on a show and then you get all this attention. And there's one thing, if the attention's positive, that's one way to deal with it. But what if you get all this negative attention? And that's what happens in a lot of cases, because everybody's got a view, right? And that's like, oh, look at this person, they're horrible and blah, 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 blah. And then they leave the show and the show say, thank you, you've boosted our ratings. Yeah, that's awesome. But they don't give them any support when they've left. So this person is then left to deal with, say, going through a situation where they entered a show for love, if you like, but instead have left with a whole audience of people that perhaps now hate them and keep spreading hate. And in many ways, that can impact their career, it can impact anything that they do in the future, and yet there's no preparedness for it. So these shows really don't care. They just want it to be controversial. They want to get ratings, and then, bang, they just kind of dump the people on the side and they're left to pick up the pieces. And it can have such negative consequences. And that's an extreme example where somebody's on a show like that. But just think about everybody in daily life. And, you might be scrolling and how you interpret what you see. And look, I'm here to tell you that most of the stuff that you see is not the reality for people. People might post a photo where they're smiling and then post a positive story about it, but the reality is that that's not always the way the person is. And in fact, they might be going through some really tough stuff, and you make up a story for yourself about something, but the reality is very, very different. My suggestion would be, if you're going through some really, really tough stuff, just stay off social media. It's not going to help you. It really isn't. Find the professional help that you need. Surround yourself with the right people. Oh, thanks, Siri. And that will help. Now, the other thing to do is like what I'm doing in terms of, getting rid of some of what I would call the heaviness that I'm feeling, is I often talk about the foundational things of success. So for me, it's coming back to those, in those, in those times of uncertainty that you might feel, those times of perhaps challenge or struggle that you might be going through, then you go back to those foundational things. For me, it's absolutely keeping on doing my strength training. Sure, it may not be the world's best workout you've ever done, but you're doing the work and you're feeling better as a result of it because you're getting that endorphin release, the oxytocin and so forth. Doing what I'm doing right now, which part of it is, yeah, I'm walking up a hill right now, like working my heart, but it's also being out in nature. Like, it's autumn here, some like beautiful colour, they're red leaves I'm looking at on the ground and on the trees right now because it's autumn and the leaves are changing. Like, just being out in nature, getting some fresh air and enjoying the surroundings is really important, rather than just staying in and looking at a screen and, you know, doing that kind of stuff all the time, or staying in bed, or, you know, doing that kind of stuff. Get out and move your body and you will feel better as a result of that. The other one is just about making sure that you continue to eat food that's going to nourish your brain. And obviously there's a logical part of, okay, well, if I'm eating healthier food, then that's going to support the work that I'm doing in the gym, what I'm doing right now, etc. But if you think about it as also you're giving yourself an opportunity to feed your brain. Like, your brain is not going to cope very well with just processed food. Your brain needs to get quality nutrients in order to enable it to grow and function properly. So perhaps it's a time to think about your food and nutrients in a slightly different way than you normally would. So that's another really important one. I've been drinking plenty of fresh water and so forth. And I think it's also a time to make sure, if this is a danger zone for you, not to be going for things like your alcohol, cigarettes, like drugs, medication, that kind of stuff, which can be very addictive and not helpful for you. And also making sure that you stay away from other behaviors like gambling, whether it be, I don't know, whatever other addictions there are that are online, but staying away from those things as well, because they're not going to serve you particularly well either. So it's being, having a heightened level of an awareness of those things that work really well for you, those things that do not work well, and having the strength. This is where you've got to have that strength for you to step up and say, do you know what? I'm going to focus on those things that are foundationally strong for me and keep away from these other things. Don't try and avoid the emotional eating, because that can be a big problem as well. And that links back to, well, you're not fueling your brain with the right types of nutrients. Because we tend to, if you go for emotional eating, you tend to go for things that are going to be perhaps more processed and so forth. And then probably the last area would be when... Look, I think that I've spoken about this before. I think the secret to happiness in life is progress. Right? If you can see yourself making progress each and every day, then you're going to continue to be happy, continue to be moving more towards success, and continuing to be the person that you want to be and the best version of you. So then you have to come up with, what are all those things that make you feel like you are progressing in your life, progressing in your career, whatever it is that you are doing in that space? And because that can be a challenge, right? And then For me, I know that if I continue, one of the ways that I like to grow, like progress for me, is just I can progress in the business, I can get more clients and all that kind of stuff. And it's like, well, how do you do that? Well, different marketing, more marketing, more conversations, all that kind of stuff. That will help, but also there's a part of me being a better me. So how do I do that? Well, I make sure that I do things like learn from my coach every day. So he has programs on his platform that I listen to every day, making sure that I'm taking some action in relation to those things every day so that I'm not just listening. I do that. I make sure that I'm doing this work 7 days a week and not just doing it between the hours of like 9 to 5 and just saying, well, the weekends are times to relax and do nothing. That can be a danger zone for you as well when you're going through some tough stuff, because it takes about 90 consecutive days to achieve a new habit. And so the habit of depression comes very, very, very quickly. And these disempowering habits can also occur quite quickly. And for my mind, it happens in 3 days. So you've got a weekend of 2 days. Let's say that you're working on changing some things Monday to Thursday, gets to part of Friday and say, oh, well, the weekend's coming, I'll start to back off a little bit. Then you have the weekend. So now you've got 2.5 days, perhaps you get back into Monday. You say, oh, I'm not really in the zone right now. So now maybe you do something on Monday. Maybe you say, oh, look, I'll do it on Tuesday. So now you've got your 3 days. So you've formed that disempowering habit of doing nothing again. And that is why you can struggle to just break this cycle of toxicity and negativity and challenge that you've got going on. So that's why I say you've got to do these things 7 days a week. And you think, well, that just seems too hard. Do a little bit, right? Start with 10 or 15 minutes and just do that consistently and consecutively day after day after day. Just build, like I said before, about being underwater and that rung. What's that first rung that you can take? And I'm going to say, well, it's easy, the first one to take, and that's move. Okay, get out and move. You'll just naturally, even if it's working, not a strength workout, if you've never done those before, just get out and move. Get out in nature and enjoy that process so that you will find that there are so many benefits from doing that, and just do that every day. Even if it's 10 to 15 minutes to start with that one. And I guarantee you that you'll start to feel better. I guess the challenge is when you feel so far into the depths of despair in a hole, taking that first step can be tremendously difficult. But if you just start small and just be consistent, and if you understand that you've got to get things outside of your head. So this is to all the men listening that are really struggling. It works for everybody, but I'm appealing to men here because we do it worst. Pick up your phone, hit record, and just start talking. When no one's around, like I'm out walking right now, the number of conversations I have outside that, if people were listening to everything, they'd say, man, what are you talking about? But the challenge that we have is if you keep it in your head, you will die. Right? Tony Robbins talks about this. If it's in your head, you're dead. Right? It's very true. Because what happens is it's like a cancer. It just gets bigger and bigger. It manifests its way in your head through the conversations that you'll have to make it bigger and bigger and worse, and you'll feel more and more immobilized because of those toxic conversations that you have with yourself. But even just speaking the words out loud can make a difference. Even if it's not to a counselor or someone like that, just speaking the words out loud can make a big difference to what it is that you're going through. I think as soon as you can start to connect with what that feels like, then you're going to remain where you are. All it is, just grab your phone, hit record and speak. And then you can either delete it then, delete it later, but you know, keep it for a later point in time to say, oh, this is what I was going through at that particular point in time. Like it's okay, right? We all go through stuff. What will determine your greatness for you, not comparing to anyone else, but your individual greatness, will be how you respond to the challenges that you are going through, right? That is what will define who you are and the success of you. And that's what started the Mental Toughness and Body Show for me. I started just before COVID, and then through COVID, still recorded it every single day, because if I can give you some tips and tricks and things that I know not just work for me, but work for others as well, then you are going to be able to get way better outcomes for yourself. And so everything that I've laid down today works for a lot of people. You've just got to have some faith and say, do you know what? Maybe I'll try a couple of these things. And you find that one thing connects to the next, to the next, to the next. Super important. All right. It's been an important topic that we've been talking about today. So we've gone over 30 minutes, so apologize for that. But it is really important. And like I came back to it, I'll come back to what I said at the start. About I use these techniques myself like the heaviness that I was talking about, the heaviness of what I'm feeling from what my clients are going through and so forth, and getting out of that funky town state is really important for me, so that I can keep delivering high quality services to my clients and everything, and keep being the best version of me for me, as well as my daughter as well. And so it just, you know, I fall back to, okay, make sure that you're staying focused on the fundamentals that you know work every single time. So by the time I get back to home, I've done two major things today already. I've done my strength training, I've done my steps, done my cardio. I've eaten well so far today. I'll continue to do that all day. And then I'm going home to grow myself as well. So those things that I know work, that help me make progress, focus on them. If you're going through a super tough time, just focus on those things that you know build you up and you can see that you're progressing. And then maybe once you've done that, grab the iPhone or whatever device and hit record and just speak. Let's talk about whatever's going on in your mind. And you might just find the solution yourself. All right, stay safe, everybody. Love to you all. See you tomorrow.